Moncrief on News Talk.
The regulations for number plates on cars, which date back to 1999, state that the reg plates must show the county it was registered in the Irish language. But for some reason, that part of the reg has been gradually disappearing. So what's going on? Dave Humphreys from CompleteCar.ie can hopefully explain. Afternoon, Dave.
Afternoon, Sean.
So what do you think's going on here?
Well, I think it's kind of what we're seeing is a kind of a little bit of a laxing of the regulation around registration plates. And what I mean by that is it's not really being kind of clamped down on very heavily in terms of what you actually have on your registration plate. Now, the format, as we know, has a certain format. So you have, nowadays, we have three numbers on the left, which denotes the period of when it was registered. So you would have like 241, or we're now in the 242 period, the second half of the year. You have the county, and then you have the sequence in which that vehicle is registered in that county in that period of time. So that's how our registrations have been made up for a number of years. But what we are seeing is that people are kind of getting a little bit creative with their registration plates that are fitting to the cars. So we've seen a lot of trends and things like some people are now putting a kind of German style, German font on certain German marks. It's mostly, in most cases, an aesthetic thing. People just like a certain look and they have a slightly different style. They're not disguising the numbers, but they're maybe being a little bit creative with it. But we're also seeing a number of different things, different colours, different fonts. And one of the things which is the nature of this article that we're discussing now is that people are stopping putting the Irish name for the county across the top of the number plate.
Mm.
So nowadays, they're still putting the numbers on, but they're not just putting the actual Irish for the county on it.
Yeah.
Now, if you go back and look at the actual regulation that was initially set out by Revenue, this is actually the requirement that they had. So you have the blue band on the left and has IRL on it and the European stars, and then you have the format and you have the county on it. Now, this is something that, you know, anecdotally, we've often heard of people being very strictly failed on NCTs in the past for... Even like one instance I heard was a person, the blue had faded to the point that the NCT centre said, that's not the right shade of blue anymore. We're failing it based on that. I think what's happening is that a lot of people are getting the kind of their NCT set of plates done, and they go through the test with that on, and obviously it gets a clean bill of health and it's ready to go for another year or 2 years or whatever. And then there's nothing to really stop somebody coming out of the NCT centre and just putting the other plate back on.
Crikey!
But we are also seeing that as I said, in a number of cases, this seems to be largely an aesthetic thing. But there are also instances where people are being a little bit more creative about how they're spacing out the number plate, the colours that are being used, the fonts. And this has a number of different benefits, I suppose, they might see it as, beyond the look of it, is that it can maybe throw off speed cameras, the AMPR recognition, the automatic number plate recognition on the M50 toll, for example. So I'm sure there's probably, like anything, there are people that like to twist the rules and bend the rules, and they're probably trying to get out of certain things.
And is it only the NCT, Dave, who can look at your number plate and say, no, that's not right? Can the guards do that?
The guards could do that. I think what's generally happening, and you know, this isn't an official line, but I think there's a little bit of a blind eye being turned to it within reason.
Mm.
I don't think you're not necessarily going to get pulled over if you've got a slightly different font, if it still, by and large, is a very easily read number plate. You're not trying to hide anything. I think in some instances, and provided you're not doing anything else, like obviously assuming everything is correct, you're insured, you're taxed, your NCT, all that kind of stuff, I think there's a little bit of a blind eye being turned. But if it could be a contributing factor in a number of other consecutive motoring offences into one instance, then that's also going to be something that's going to get flagged up.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I think it's largely down to the discretion of the guard, you know, who's seeing it in front of them. I think generally if it can be read by their system and their phones and all that kind of stuff without them having to manually go and input, you know, if it looks that by and large, I can still tell what that is at a distance, because that's really the point of a registration plate, is that people can identify specifically the vehicle. I think generally, as I said, I think a blind eye is kind of being turned to this thing. But as ever, there are people that then take it a step too far, and they really try and take it a bit too much. And we've seen a lot of things in different colours, different fonts, and some of which even I, as a motoring journalist, would look at, and I have to do a double take to go, where, is that a foreign registration plate, or is that one from here that somebody's kind of gotten a bit, you know, they've really gone to town with the arts and crafts on, you know?
Yeah. Crikey,
so there is of that. As I said, with anything, there are people that will try and bend the law to try and hide something or circumvent something. But,
okay.
If you look at the NCT website itself, and I was checking it before I came on and talked to you, it doesn't necessarily specify any one thing, but you do have to have your registration plate in accordance with the law. And if you go back and then read what the law states, is that it should have the county on it. Now, what does also happen is, in some cases, registration plates have the same format, but they're made in different ways. Some are pressed, so they have they're metal plates, but they're pressed. And then what happens is the county is applied by a sticker. And in some cases, that sticker just comes off, you know? So that is something, I'm not saying that's what happens in every case, but that is something that can happen as well.
That's a possibility,
Other number plates are kind of a laminated setup, so they print out the paper and then it gets laminated within the plastic of the number plate itself.
Mm. Dave, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Dave Humphreys there from CompleteCar.ie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.